Shalom Aleichem, friends. We will now learn the Avodas Yisrael for Parshas Shlach, two very, very beautiful pieces that I hope to learn together. The first piece, Moshe LeHoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Moshe called Hoshea ben Nun by the new name Yehoshua. And there's a famous comment of the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Uferish v'Targum Yonasan ben Uziel v'chad chamei Moshe yas'an vasanusei kura shemei Yehoshua. When Moshe saw the humility of Hoshea ben Nun, he added the Yud to his name as a way of giving him strength, and he called him Yehoshua. Ayin Sham Udvarv Niflaim. Take a look at the Targum Yonasan, and it's really quite wondrous words. Certainly Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know from last week's Parsha, is renowned, first and foremost, for his humility, and apparently his Talmud Yehoshua was also Anav, was a humble person like his Rabbi. But we need to understand in what way did Moshe see Yehoshua's humility, and how is strengthening his name really the response to that? V'tzarech lafarish devar be'ezer Hashem yisbarach, dehinei lamale besof parshas ba'aloscha biyos Eldad u'meidad misnabim b'machana. When Eldad and Meidad were running around the camp, and they were prophesying, and they were saying that it's going to be that Moshe dies and Yehoshua is going to lead B'nai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua's response at that moment was, "Ksiv vaya'an Yehoshua benun vayomer Adoni Moshe kila'em." My master Moshe, arrest these people, seize these people, take them into custody. Va'amru b'gamara, and the reason that Yehoshua was so offended by what Eldad and Medad were prophesying in the camp is that the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin, "Shahayu misnabim Moshe meis Yehoshua machnis es Yisrael la'aretz." As I mentioned a moment ago, that Moshe is going to die, and Yehoshua is going to take us into Eretz Yisrael, which, of course, would be true. But Yehoshua was offended for his Rebbe to hear such words. Va'ata nechse anan. So let's think about it, says our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, from the perspective of Midos Tovos. Im chas v'shalom ha'Yehoshua mi'bali ruach gavoa u'mimavak she'akavon. If Yehoshua would have been a bal gaiva, a person who was interested in his honor, a person who carried himself above the crowd, lo haya kois al kol panim aleihem, he would not have been upset at Eldad and Medad. Shehem hayu misnabim al gedulaso v'rom muskarno. In fact, he would have smiled, knowing that Eldad and Medad were singing his praises, that Yehoshua is going to lead the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. He's going to replace his Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval midematzinu sha'amar Yehoshua. But when we see that Yehoshua does not take any joy in that prophecy, that correct prophecy of Eldad and Medad, and rather he's pained for his Rebbe, the thought of his Rebbe dying, Adoni Moshe Kela'im, Yehoshua responds, Moshe, we should not tolerate this type of speech in the camp. Muchach shaya anvasan uvoreach menakavod kederach hatzadik. It reveals to us that Yehoshua was in fact an anav, and he was the type of person who fled from honor, and that's the way of true tzaddikim. Vayomer belibo mutav shiyechya Moshe Rabbeinu la'olam lahaniges Yisrael v'anochi ha'eved lamo. And Yehoshua said, I would much rather remain an eved to Moshe Rabbeinu. I would much rather remain Moshe's Talmud than, God forbid, try to replace my Rebbe. And that was Yehoshua's greatest desire, much more so than his own leadership. V'lechei nicha shekara Moshe lo Yehoshua. So now we understand. When Moshe saw that Yehoshua had this trait, this midah of humility, he calls him Yehoshua, as Rashi explains, Ka Yoshiacha mi'atzas meraglim. Hashem should protect you from the eitz of the meraglim. What does that mean? V'kasha, v'chisalka da'itach al tzadik shapanov kepnei alavana. Would we say about someone like Yehoshua, who the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Ayin Hei Amar Aleph compares to the moon, reflecting the light of his Rebbe, of Moshe Rabbeinu, someone who's so lofty, such a holy tzaddik, could we envision for a moment Shia nifte le'itza hara hazos lohotzi diba al eretz hakadosha? Could we imagine that the holy Yehoshua would fall into the trap of the meraglim and speak bad about Eretz Yisrael? It's unfathomable. El al karchach mikoach shara an vasanusei v'shtokekuso l'chayim Moshe Rabbeinu adayad. But now that we understand, and you see the brilliance of the Avodas Yisrael, to just learn pshat here in Chumash Rashi, really a very pshat-based explanation. That when Moshe saw that Yehoshua was defending Moshe Rabbeinu, and that Moshe Rabbeinu should live forever according to Yehoshua, that was Yehoshua's greatest desire. So therefore, of course Yehoshua is not going to see Eretz Yisrael in a bad way. But he wants to what? He wants to keep Moshe Rabbeinu alive. And he understands that going into Eretz Yisrael is going to be the demise of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chashash lo pen yipol al yedei zeh ba'atzas meragdim. So Moshe said, wait a minute. Yoshua might acquiesce to the suggestions of the meragdim to try to keep me alive. Kedei shelo yikontzu Yisrael la'aretz u'mameila ya'arichu yimei Moshe. By not entering Eretz Yisrael, it will extend the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki misas Moshe Rabbeinu olav v'shalom toloi bebias haaretz. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's death is dependent upon the entry into Eretz Yisrael. K'mosha amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chein ata lo savias ha'am hazeh el haaretz v'gomer. As Hashem said explicitly, Moshe, you will not bring the people to the land. So coming to the land means, memela, that Moshe Rabbeinu will no longer be alive. U'bevadeh shelo hayen nelam davar minaviyim halalu k'mo Moshe v'yoshua aleyem ha'shalom. So Moshe and Yoshua were certainly very much aware of that reality. They understood that Haba HaTalia, that they were connected to each other. Shirao HaDavar HaZeh SheYomus Moshe Kodem Bias Yisrael Aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua certainly understood the full implications of coming to Eretz Yisrael and what that meant for Moshe's life and Yoshua's leadership. V'im kein yesh lachush pen al yedei zeh ya'akev Yoshua k'nisasan la'aretz l'harech yimei Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore Moshe suspected that perhaps Yoshua would try to delay the entrance into Eretz Yisrael to keep Moshe Rabbeinu alive. And that was an expression of Yoshua's humility and bittul to his Rebbe. V'lechein Moshe, anvasan kara oso Yehoshua. Therefore Moshe, the humble Moshe, saw the humility of his Talmud Yoshua, and he called him Yehoshua. Hashem should protect you from the eitzah of the meraglim. Klomar, yihyeh eich shihyeh, whatever will be, will be. Don't worry about me, Moshe Rabbeinu says. V'lo telech b'derech ha'tam chas v'shalom. You shouldn't fall into this trap. You shouldn't make chashbonos. And that's what the Targum Yonasan is hinting to us. Karchame Moshe an vasanusei di Yoshua. When Moshe saw how Yoshua expressed his humility by trying to protect his Rebbe, Moshe says, Yoshua, I appreciate it, but we don't play games with the Borei Olam. Hashem wants you to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Perish b'masha omer l'mala b'ketz of Godel, when Yoshua defended his Rebbe by saying, Adoni Moshe kila'im, lachein karashamo Yoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu, being the ultimate Eved Hashem, said we have to do what Hashem wants, not what we want, and therefore he empowered Yoshua with the Yud of Yehoshua, ko Yoshiacha mi'atzas meraglim, giving Yoshua the strength to do the Ratzon Hashem, even if that meant taking on the leadership and saying goodbye to his Rebbe. What a beautiful pshat, highlighting the relationship between Moshe and Yoshua, the humility that they both embodied, and the importance of not chas v'shalom trying to play games to get your ratzon and to override Hashem's ratzon. Okay, let's learn another piece. It's a lengthy piece, but again, it goes to the core of what it is to be a Jew and an understanding of what is Torah, what are mitzvos, what is schar va'onesh, as we will see. Va'ata yigdal na koach Adonai. Moshe Rabbeinu davens, as he reveals to us the shorter list of the Midos Shel Rachmim in this week's Parsha, after the Chet HaMeraglim, as Moshe is petitioning Hashem to have Rachmanis, he begins, our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, begins with a lengthy Medrash, a Yalkut Shemoni, an interesting Medrash, where the Medrash says, V'zeh Sha'amar HaKosuv, the Pasuk in Iyuv tells us, V'yochez Tzadik Darko, a Tzadik holds on to his ways, U'tahar Yadayim Yosef Ometz, and a person who has clean hands, of pure hands, is able to increase his strength. Amar Rabbi Chonya, Tzadik Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is the Tzadik in this Pasuk in Iyuv? It's Hashem. As we know from Tehillim, Ki Tzadik Hashem Tzedakos Ahev. Tahar Yadayim, who is the one with the clean hands? Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sivbe Tahor Einayim Meira Osmira. Hashem is the one of Tahor Einayim. And we'll see a little bit later on that Einayim and Yadayim in Pnimius are actually connected. So Hashem is the one who is Tahor Yadayim, because he's also Tahor Einayim. Okay, Yosef Ometz, what's that a reference to? He increases in strength. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shumatzim kochel shel tzadik she'aser v'tzono. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to empower the tzadikim who do his will. Davar Acher, another way to learn the Pasuk. That every phrase in the Pasuk is referring not to Hashem, but to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yochez tzadik zeh Moshe. Shenemar tzidkas Hashem asa. Tahar yadayim, a person of pure hands, zeh Moshe. Dechsiv be lo chamor echad mehem nasasi. I didn't take anything without rishus from Bnei Yisrael. I didn't even take one donkey for myself. I didn't even send in my receipts for my travel expenses. Yosef Ometz, Yosef Omitz increases in strength. Zemosha, Shumatzim Koach Gvura. Kamada Atamar Va'ata Yigdalna Koach Adonai. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gives power, or seeks power, requests power, and holds back Gvura, as we'll see, to protect Klal Yisrael. But again, one way to learn the pasuk in Iyov Yud Zayin is a reference to Hashem, that Hashem is the Tzaddik, Hashem is Tahor Yadayim, and Hashem is Yosef Omitz. And the second way is to learn it that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Tzaddik, Moshe is Tahor Yadayim, and Moshe is Yosef Omitz. Davar Acher, another way to learn these psukim, Yochi Tzaddik Darko, Bishasha Omar Akenu Badever. At the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to bring a plague, Amar Lo Moshe, Hashem, come on, have Rachmanis. Tfos midascha, tfos umunascha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, grab onto your umnus, grab onto your midos. Kol tzadikim tafsu kol echad ve'echad umanuso. Every tzaddik holds on to his trait. And you're no different, Hashem. After all, Avraham tafas as a mila. Yitzchak tafas as a tefila. Yaakov tafas as a emes. Titan emes li Yaakov. Yosef tafas as a chasidus. Shenemar ve'yet elav chasid. Moshe tafas as ha'anava. Shenemar ve'ish Moshe anam ma'od. Aaron had the midah of shalom. Brisi ha'isa ito ha'chayim va'shalom. Pinchas tafas as a kina. Bekano as kinasi. So you too, Hashem. Af ata tfos umanuscha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stick with your character traits, stay with your profession, the way that you often present yourself to the world, and we know about you, Hashem, rachum v'chanun. And therefore, yes, Klal Yisrael have disappointed you again, but ata yigdal na koach Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please have rachmanis, increase your rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, because they need you. Amar Reish Lakish, Mashal Gibor Shabbal Liton Kora Gedola Vitamido Mahalich Achrav. Imagine a very strong person who's carrying a large beam and his Talmud is trailing behind, impressed by his Rebbe's strength, impressed by his mentor's strength. Kol Zman Chaya Talmud Roa Esrabo Misgaber Vaholech Haya Omer Lo Yiskov Chelecha. As long as he sees his Rebbe taking another step, he says, wow, take another step. Wow, you're so strong. Your strength should continue. So too Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe has seen time and time again Hashem's willingness to forgive Klal Yisrael. So Moshe says, come on Hashem, va'ata yigdal na koach Hashem. Why not one more time? Hayomer lo yasher chelcha. Strengthen yourself again. Va'ata yigdal na koach Hashem. Hashem, continue to be generous, merciful, and kind in protecting Klal Yisrael, despite the fact that we may not be worthy of it. Ayin Sham, that is the beautiful Yalkut Shimoni. So let's get into it. V'nira be'ezer Hashem yisbarach liyashiv shekulan dibru davar echad. Perhaps we can say this long list of seven tzaddikim. Notice the seven ushpizin with Pinchas replacing David HaMelech, as we will perhaps have a chance to discuss. All of them are really expressing one idea. V'ramzu laharos kochol shemoshe v'amshachaso harachmim v'achasadim la'olam. And we're going to learn the way that Moshe was able to tap into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis and to bring it to the world. As we know, the Zohar tells us in this week's Parsha, on Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the Zohar says on the Pasuk as follows, Tocha Zeh, come and see, Kad Anir Atika Stima B'mocha, when the Atika Stima, when the ultimate ancient hiddenness, when Erech Anpin is able to be mayor into Mocha, into Chachma, U'mocha Anir Leliba, and Mocha, which is Chachma, is able to then illuminate into Liba, into the heart, which is Bina in the Sphiros. Haychela da asami atika kadisha stima de cholstimen yigdal na. In doing so, there is an increase of the ultimate supernal secret of the yigdal na, of the original kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, diyisrabe viyiske la'ela la'ela, that the rachmanas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu intensifies above. And then yisnegid v'yismashich letata, and then it is drawn down into this world. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry, because I don't know what I'm talking about. But those are the words of the Zohar. Ayin sham ba'orich. Let's see if we can make some sense of it. V'nei kvar kasavnu b'zeh b'kam b'komos. Let's get to really the main nekuda of machlokes between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam. And we've said it many times, and it's part of the reason that the Sefer is called Avodas Yisrael. Again, that's only my suggestion, I don't know for sure. But it's a theme that our Rebbe has emphasized many a time, and that is that the avoda of a Jew matters in this world. The critique of Klal Yisrael, the claim that the Rishonim make against us in the way that Avodas Hashem, Mitzvos, Schar Va'Onesh, etc. works, is lahachish osanu mashanu omrim, to deny that which we claim, Sha'abore Baruch Hu, Bara Es Olamo Bishvil Osei Ritzono, that Hashem actually is interested in our avoda, that Hashem made the world for those who are going to carry out His will, Shina'avdeu b'torasu v'mitzvosav kol yamim, that we should serve Him with Torah, with mitzvos, all of our lives, v'hu misnaheg imanu mida b'mida, and Hashem is responsive to that, mida b'mida, this is what we claim, u'mekabel avodaseinu, and Hashem receives the avoda of Klal Yisrael, u'mashpia lanu b'mida sha'adam modid, modidim lo, and the way that we behave is the way that Hashem behaves back towards us. This is what we learned last week in Parshas Baaloscha, when we spoke about Klal Yisrael questioning, Hashem, do you really need our light? And Hashem's answer was, it's not that I need it, but it's that I want it. This is the system by which Torah and mitzvos are given to you. V'zeh ha'inyin b'chuna b'shem Elokei Yisrael. This is the special reality that we refer to as Elokei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is our God, who is interested in us, who has a direct connection to us, Yisrael, Yashar Kel, a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our Torah and mitzvos, the tzinor, the pipeline, the conduit that we spoke about last week. Uvekisve arizal mechuna b'shem ze'er anpin udiyoikon adam. Ukamare adam de lamata misnaheg lamala. And in accordance with the way that we position ourselves and present ourselves below, that is how Hashem responds to us from on high. Va'ov de kochavim umazalos kafru baza. And lo aleinu, the enemies of Klal Yisrael deny this truth. Kumo paro v'haman v'kiyotze behem. Kumo shekasavti makom acher. As I've written about elsewhere, many places. Al pis varasam habeduya b'psayos. They have a foolish, falsified explanation of reality. Machmas haklal hamunach sha'bore baruch hu lo yishtana. Because they claim, and they pervert this concept, that Hashem is unchanging. V'lo yisigu mesigei haguf. U'mikre hazmanu pikav. Hashem is, in a sense, emotionless. Not able to respond to our good decisions, our good moves, our good behaviors. Not able to respond to our bad behaviors. Nothing we do makes a difference to Him. After all, God is unchanging. He's not bound by the behaviors of humans who live within time. Im kein lo ye'osi lahagbilo b'shum inyan avoda o asiyas v'tzono o lahefech. And therefore they couldn't fathom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way could be mitzamtzem Himself. In a way that He's actually able to interact with us directly. U'mizeh yatzu litos she'inenu mashkiach b'olam ha'shofel. That God on high, if there is some power out there, is not involved and doesn't pay attention to us lowly creatures. He gave over all of that power, all of that authority to the sun, the moon, the stars, and that's of course where Avodah Zarah begins. And therefore, let's serve the sun, let's serve the moon, let's worship the luminaries, things of this world, because God is simply too lofty to have any relationship in any type of authentic way with us. Of course, says our Rebbe, Avera Goreres Avera. This obviously leads to much greater perversions. She'einam hitasam mimela lomar, that their eyes deluded them to further say that kevan she'ein chefetz habore baruch hu b'avodaso klal, since our behavior is irrelevant to God, imkein lama baro lamo klal. Well, maybe there is no God. Maybe He didn't create the world at all. And if He's out there, why would He bother with this? Achapogmu b'rav v'deravin, to the point that they were pogim in the ultimate ratzon, the rav v'deravin, the supernal ratzon of Hashem, the ratzon by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create this world. V'amru shahabriya haisa b'achreyach v'lo b'ratzon, that the world must be of some type of scientific necessity. It was not a ratzon of the Creator. V'al pi golam kadmon, whatever, however you want to understand, some type of starting point that force the world into existence, Shaya Kodem Habriya, but certainly it's not the Ratzon Hashem, because if there is a God, He certainly doesn't need us. And therefore, there's no reason to assume that He created us, there's no reason to assume that He interacts with us, that He empowered us with Torah and mitzvos, that He holds us accountable with Schar and Onesh, lo aleinu to say such horrific things. Val Kein Hei Reyu Lavosenu B'Mitzrayim. And this was part of the way that the Egyptians tortured the Jews in Mitzrayim, trying to get us to abandon these beliefs. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself in the world like never before. And that's how the Eser Makos, as the Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Ve'era, each of the Makos was Mida Keneged Mida, each one a response to some falsified claim of the ancient Egyptians. V'nigla aleihem shebnei b'chori Yisrael. And he revealed to them that B'nai Yisrael are in fact the children of Hashem. And like a parent to a child, there's a loving and intimate and close relationship. U'v'shvil zos b'rasi olami. Not only that, that's the whole reason the tachlis of creation is Klal Yisrael and Torah and Mitzvos. B'shvil Yisrael shenik reishis, b'shvil Torah shenik reishis, as we know from Rashi at the beginning of Chumash. V'ani ha-mashkiach u'manig afilu anhaga azmanis. And yes, I do absolutely pay attention to things that are happening within time. And I'm responsive to the cries of Klal Yisrael. And the Egyptians are going to have to answer for their horrific abuse of the Jewish people. V'ein la'amod al sod ha-mecher azeh al ratzon ha-pashut lama ratza b'avoda. And it's not our job to figure out why HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is such an important point. It's not our job to try to understand why Hashem wants this. That's why it's called the Ratzon. That's exactly how Kisvei Arizal begins. Hashem had a Ratzon to create the world. It's not our job to figure out why Hashem wants the Avodas Yisrael. But he does. Kevan she'ein bo shinoi. Hashem is unchanging. How could it be that if Hashem is unchanging, how can we better our relationship or damage our relationship through our behaviors within time? That's not an appropriate question. You know why? Ki lo machshav osai, machshav oseichem. And as the Rambam writes in Uchos Tshuva, Perak Hei Halacha Hei, there are things that are paradoxical to our mind and cannot be understood. And therefore, Va'anachnu amo ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, sheberitzono ha'pashut bora kol ha'olam v'sidro u'marachosav. We, the Jewish people who are the believers, who are the recipients of this kindness, u'misnaig b'ritzono mida b'mida l'fi avodaseinu al yedei toraso ha'kadosha shenasa lanu b'ritzono yisbarach. Our job is to cling to Torah, to live a life that's purposeful, that's meaningful, that's infused with Torah and mitzvos. And that's part of what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking and davening. Ki ata Hashem nira bekerev ha'am hazeh. Hashem, please reveal yourself. Let Klal Yisrael know that you live with them. Bekerev mamish. Bisod mashakasa bizar, as the Zohar also writes in this week's parsha. Dibimei aichu biisu lebidna. In our kishkas, we want to understand and to know, Hayesh Hashem bikirbenu am ayin. We want to know that Hashem, Yesh Hashem bikirbenu. Yes, Hashem is very much within us and amongst us. Va'oz biyetzias Mitzrayim nizgala ki Hashem shochin bikirbam mamish. And with Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was clarified that yes, Hashem is very much among the people. Absolutely. U'misnaig l'fi avodasam. And Hashem is responsive to our cries and to our behaviors. Now, here's where things get tricky. Because unfortunately, even us lovely good Jews make mistakes sometimes. So if Hashem wants to punish the bad guys, Hashem wants to hold the wicked accountable for their wrongful behavior, unfortunately, the Jewish people are also going to be imperfect, and we also do averos, and we need to find a way to protect Klal Yisrael, to give us an opportunity to better our position when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold the world accountable. Obviously Hashem wants nothing more than to reward us for Torah and mitzvot, but we make mistakes. Ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai. V'em yesh tzadik ba'aretz shiyase ratzon ha-borei Baruch Hu karaoi. And if there will be tzadikim, who certainly live lives that are absolutely connected to the ratzon Hashem, shu roi lekabel tov amidu amida, who live a proper life and deserve to be rewarded without any without any favoritism, without any special considerations, halohei mu'atim. But those types of tzaddikim are few and far between. Even though amech kulam tzaddikim, but to say that I truly deserve whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me, it's hard for us to think we deserve and can demand anything. Halohei mu'atim. Aval rov hamon tzrichim l'rachmim. But most of us, let's be honest, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis. Because if Hashem held us accountable, Bereishis Bar Elokim, if God would have judged us b'midas hadin, we never would have made it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to have rachmanis, but we can still earn that rachmanis, and he's going to explain it so beautifully now. Lachein hikdim habore baruch hu lanu mitzvos tzedako gemilas chasadim la'asos ba'aretz. The character traits of the Jewish people are defined almost first and foremost. It's the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes, I believe. The Jewish people are Rachmanim and Gomle Chasadim. Those are two of the three fundamental character traits. The last one is Baishanim. Character traits of the Jewish people that define the essence of who we are. So when we perform acts of tzedakah and gemilas chasadim, isarusa de la tata, isarusa de la eila, our arousal below creates an arousal above. La'orer chasadim v'rachamim afal pi, l'misha ino roi v'hagun. That Hashem will be able to bestow kindness and sweetness and goodness upon us, even though we're not always worthy. Just like we had acts of tzedakah and chesed, Hashem will act towards us with tzedakah and chesed. But to the nations of the world who don't have that same generous, selfless spirit of the Jewish people, they don't have that extra merit of awakening that rachmanis through their tzedakah and gemilas chasadim that we are able to arouse for ourselves. Hashem, pour down on the wicked, pachim eish, minas kosam, ki tzadik Hashem tzedakos ahev. That's what they deserve, because Hashem loves tzedakah. What's the connection between these two parts of the pasuk? Umay inyan zel lezeh. Elikida amran, shibikesh lahanish harasham, bahanagas midah b'midah. Hashem wants to hold the wicked accountable, midah keneged midah. Vizeshanir maz b'milas yamter. Yamter, the word matar, is 249 in gematria, which is the 248 mitzos, the 248 limbs of a person, plus one, the plus one being the what? The diyoikan adam, the overall tzura of a person. As we mentioned earlier, that concept in the writings of the Arizal, that the ze'er anpin u'diyokan adam. And he says, the Arizal explains this is somehow connected to the secret of a saint, talumatar, ayin sham, for those who want to look. Vizehu menas kosam. And now we're explaining the pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim Yud Aleph says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what is yamter al rishayim pachem eish. Why do the rishayim get punished in this way? Menas kosam. They get what they deserve. Lefi amidos she'asu v'garmu lamala. Well, what about Klal Yisrael? We also make mistakes. V'afal pichein yetiv liYisrael. And yet nonetheless, the Jewish people can receive the goodness of Hashem. Why? What's the end of the pasuk? End of that phrase, Ki tzadik Hashem tzedakos ahev, because Hashem loves tzedakah. And the tzedakah that we do serves as a shmira for us. V'tziva lanu lasos tzedakah v'chesed l'dalim v'aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to give tzedakah, to do acts of chesed. U'kishanachnu osam tzedakah l'ishzar. And when we show support and have kindness to one who, we don't even know who this person is. And we're generous and kind to that individual and give tzedakah in great measure. In doing so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind to us when we're poor, when we don't have the merits. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to do for us in a way that is beyond what we truly deserve. And this is what it means that Yashar, one who's Yashar, Yisrael, Yechazu Panemo, are able to behold, to see his face. Shaponim Shalamala, Hachasadim Agadolim Meirim, Beponim Shokav Hamida, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Keneged Mida. When we show a smiling face to a person in need with chesed, with tzedakah, so mida k'neged mida, we're able to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that same way. Shenikra zer anpin k'mo shekasav harizal. And now we go back to the Medrash. And now here's where things get a little bit more complicated, but let's try to read a little bit inside. V'zeh kavanas ha-medrash l'tfilas Moshe Rabbeinu shekasav. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was expressing when he said, Ata yigdal na koach Hashem. What was he asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to increase his kindness upon the Jewish people? In what way? Zeh shomer hakasav yochez tzadik darko. A tzadik holds to his way. Ki tzadik Hashem tzedakos ahev. And as the Medrash told us, this pasuk is a reference to Hashem and a reference to Moshe. It's a reference to the fact that Hashem is able to be aroused by the tzedakah that we perform to do tzedakah with us. And who is the one who helped us to create that reality? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who aroused HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion on Klal Yisrael and asked to give Klal Yisrael a chance to earn it in this special way through these acts of tzedakah. And the Avodas Yisrael goes on to explain again how each of the phrases, the tzaddik, the tahor einayim, etc. In the pasuk that we quoted at the beginning from Iov is a reference to Hashem and a reference to Moshe. But the main nekuda again that we're able to walk with at this point is that yes, the nations of the world try to claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not truly interested in us and that our actions don't matter. But again, as this pasuk in Iov is capturing, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing to us, and Moshe is helping, again, that Zohar that we quoted, that Moshe was the one who was able to draw down Yigdal Nakoach Hashem, to realize that Yochi is Tzadik Darko, that the Tzadik is able to hold to his way. Hashem wants to judge the world, Mida B'mida. But how could that be? Tohor Yadayim, when you act with generosity, with tzedakah, with acts of chesed, Yosef Omitz, you bring kindness upon yourself, you add strength to Klal Yisrael, and that's how Hashem wants to protect Klal Yisrael, and that's what Moshe did to bring this kindness upon Klal Yisrael. Okay, if you want to take a look, you'll look at the piece, the end of the piece more carefully, where he goes through the Medrash. Again, as I mentioned, Pinchas seems to replace David HaMelech in the seven examples that are given of tzaddikim who clung to their midah, and that's an interesting thing to think about, the relationship between Pinchas and David HaMelech. And there are other pieces in this week's parsha which you could also look at when you have a chance. A very nice piece at the end about tzitzis. Mirtz Hashem, you'll take a look. Pasuk and a piece that speaks about raising the tzotzos through eating, l'shem shemayim. So you'll take a look. But we're going to pause here for today. And again, two really important yesodos. Again, the first piece, the humility of Yehoshua to want to protect his Rebbe. And Moshe empowered Yehoshua to do the Ratzon Hashem and to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And again, this is to our avoda. And even though we're imperfect, but it's the chesed and gemilas chasadim of Klal Yisrael that allows us to always survive and be the recipients of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos and looking forward to Mirtz Hashem to continuing to learn together in future weeks.